about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We got a lot of stuff to talk about, but one of the most interesting topics that has been spewing around over the last 24 hours, probably I should say the last maybe 72 hours in the news, is the medical conditions of possible future presidential candidates. Now, I don't know about you all, but I think it's absolutely ridiculous that we're discussing Chris Christie's BMI, weight, possible sugar level and cholesterol level to the extent that it is being now investigated by the news media. I think it's absolutely ridiculous because I doubt the GOP is even going to nominate him. It looks like they're probably going to nominate Rubio. Meanwhile, Hillary Clinton, I guess, already has launched her website, and I guess a super PAC is already starting to collect funds and collect donations. You know, I really wish we could take a breather on politics, honestly, but I got to tell you, what's interesting about the subject is the health of the president or the health of the future president. Should there be some privacy? What about the privacy, right, of any of our candidates? And you know, I find it fascinating that, I mean, we've had presidents before, and we're going to talk about it. We're going to talk about some of the medical issues our prior presidents have had. And did people care? Did people care at the time? Right? Did people want to know? I guess what the big hoop de la is, if I could just refresh everybody and bring everybody up to speed, is I guess Chris Christie had an interview with David Letterman a couple days back. And David Letterman, you can tell this is already preset. You know, he starts to talk to Chris Christie about, you know, look, I've made a lot of jokes about you, a lot of jokes. And before he kind of goes into the whole obesity subject, Chris Christie, New Jersey governor, breaks out a donut and starts eating the donut on air. So everybody laughed. They thought it was cute. You know, I thought it was fine. You know, I mean, you know, we just had a very, very vicious election. Many of us are so sick of politics. We're kind of confused. We're in a fog, not sure where this country is going. And so when you have a little levity there, fine by me. But no. The media has to take in an extra step. And I don't know why this particular former White House physician decided to speak up. Maybe it's because she was in an interview and, you know, she was excited about the interview. Dr. Connie Mariano, who served as President Bill Clinton's White House physician, actually felt, she said, oh, okay, she had brought up, I'm sorry, I'm trying to find her quote. From what I understand, I apologize if I don't have her exact quote, but she had insinuated that Chris Christie would die in office if he was to be president. That due to his obesity, he could die in office, whether she directly said he was going to have a heart attack, stroke, etc. So, of course, Chris Christie comes out furious. He said, look, my kids were watching the news. What are you doing? What are you doing? Are you kidding me? So he's been now defending his cholesterol levels, his blood sugar levels. He says he's the healthiest fat guy around. And meanwhile, we're having this huge debate over Chris Christie, who's probably not even going to be nominated, all right, and his health and obesity, and is somebody, quote-unquote, too fat, which is what the media has been discussing, to be president. Now, I'd like to pose the question to you all. Number one, do any of you really care? I mean, does it really matter what the future president could have medical-wise? Does it really matter? Obesity, heart disease, cholesterol, do you even care? Does it really matter? Because is it his cabinet and, you know, everybody else surrounding him making all the decisions, his speechwriter? Okay, does it really matter? Number two is does it matter? And if it does matter, well, then how much of the medical history should we know? I mean, is just the fact that we could see somebody obese enough to satisfy our need to know what could be possibly medically wrong with our future president? Do we, citizens, have a right to know what our future president's cholesterol is, what his PSA level is? If Hillary Clinton decides to run for office, do the American citizens have a right to know what her ovaries look like or what her endometrial lining could be in case she comes down with endometrial cancer, God forbid? And then number three, which is a subject we bring up on the show a lot, do people running for office, are they allowed to have the same sort of patient privacy that we get? Or we assume we're getting, assuming nobody's hacking any electronic software system and assuming our doctor isn't trying to fight with the insurance company to pay our claim, meanwhile having to fax our private medical records and explain on the phone many, many times what our diagnosis is. I mean, do our politicians deserve privacy with their medical history? 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-DOC-DALY. Also, I realize some of you don't have letters on your phones, so it's 1-877-362-3254, 1-877-362-3254. People are saying, well, if Hillary Clinton runs, which it looks it, all right, is she going to be too old? What about her blood clot? Is she going to still be on blood thinners? Does she have a hypercoagulability issue? And then do we want to elect somebody who has medical issues or who is of a higher age? It didn't really seem to matter with Reagan, right? Reagan was phenomenal. Right? Or, is it really none of our business? Okay? And, you know, the other thing, too, taking this a step further, how do we even know? We don't even know what President Obama has wrong medically. Yes, they always announce that he had his physical and everything looks good and he quit smoking, etc. But do we really know his genetic predisposition to prostate cancer? Right? Do we know if he's walking around with a testicular mass? Do we even care? How important is it to us what the medical conditions are or the medical future is of our presidential candidates or our politicians? 1-877-DOC-DALY.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from freezedryguy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it. Now, get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
In this unpredictable world, disaster can strike anyone. That's why an essential part of any emergency survival plan must be stove in a can. When power goes out and gas lines are down, the portable, safe, easy-to-use stove in a can cooks food up to 4 hours and boils water in as little as 5 minutes. Stove in a can comes with everything you need. The stove, fuel, even waterproof matches, all in a compact, durable, heavy-duty container. Plus, the all-natural, non-explosive, 100% waterproof fuel source can be stored indefinitely. Say goodbye to the hassle and danger of propane, lighter fluid, or gas. Stock up now and protect your family with Stove in a Can, starting out at $29.99. Special bundle offers now available with a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Order yours today at StoveInACan.com. That's StoveInACan.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Extend your life with
Extendivite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our Heart Month sale with prices from 6 years ago. Starting now until February 28th, you can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling. To help you, help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to XM Satellite for broadcasting the show. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in so diligently. Thank you so, so much. Of course, you can follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia, and please follow us on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Now, what we're discussing today, in this first part of the show, is how much does it matter what a presidential candidate or what a politician's medical conditions are? One, do we need to know? And if we do need to know, are we getting the whole story? And can we even know what's medically going on with our future president or future politicians? All right. And number two, do our politicians deserve the same privacy that we all deserve when it comes to our medical history? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. And the reason why this subject is brewing is because former White House physician to Bill Clinton, Dr. Connie Mariano, had said in a CNN interview with Jim Acosta, quote unquote, "I'm worried he may have a heart attack or he may have a stroke," in terms of Chris Christie becoming a presidential candidate. She says it's almost like a time bomb waiting to happen unless he addresses those issues before running for office. She said a future President Christie could suffer from potentially deadly complications from diabetes, sleep apnea, and heart disease. Now, we've had First of all, again, I think this is stupid that it's even being discussed, because I don't think Chris Christie would even be nominated by the Republican Party anyway. It looks like here we are years from the election, already starting to groom Marco Rubio, right, and having him in the public eye as much as they can, and I guess making speeches of both English and Spanish to try to attract Hispanic voters, and that's just a whole other subject for a different day. But that's where I think the next presidential nomination is going to probably go. So I think it's ridiculous that they're already ridiculing and trying to criticize and trying to disqualify Chris Christie at this point of the game. It's ridiculous. But I love the idea of talking about presidents and their prior medical histories. I love history. I'm a total history buff. So I really dig the whole topic of, you know, what did our presidents have and kind of dissect it, etc. Now, in terms of obesity, we've had at least five obese presidents, right? Most of us think of Taft, right? Taft was probably the largest of our presidents. His BMI was, I believe, 42.3, according to some calculations, based on his height and his weight. Governor Cleveland was about 34.6 in terms of BMI. McKinley, 31.1. And remember, over 30 is considered obese, over 40, extremely obese. President Taylor, 30.2. And, of course, Teddy Roosevelt. Many of us think of Teddy Roosevelt. Teddy Roosevelt's BMI was 30.2. So, yes, he was obese. Many people think he was the most obese president, but he wasn't. It was President Taft. Bill Clinton had been at one point a BMI of 28.3, which is still considered overweight, not obese. But anything above 25 to 30 is considered overweight. And so we have had heavy presidents before. Of the five I had listed who were considered obese, I think McKinley died in office because he was shot. So I don't think any of them had died in office because of diabetes, obesity, stroke, etc. So, you know, when you go back to the history, can we have an obese president and not have him die or drop dead from his obesity? Yes, the answer is yes. So if you look back at the history, all right, if anybody is obese, they should be fine. Now, what other medical issues have our presidents been afflicted with? For those of you joining us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now, we do know that many presidents have died in office, not because of maybe pre-existing conditions, but because they became afflicted with something. Like, for example, William Henry Harrison died of pneumonia in 1841. He had been in office for only about a month. All right. Did he have anemia? Did he have diabetes? Did he have something that made him more vulnerable such that he would die of pneumonia that quickly? We don't know. But he died in office of pneumonia. I guess Zachary Taylor, I believe, let me see, cholera, right? Or cholera, depending on how you want to pronounce it. But I used to pronounce it cholera in a medical school. They made me pronounce it cholera. But everybody else around the world calls it cholera. Anyway, he had cholera, and he, I believe, let me see, I think he died about 16 months into his presidency. Governor Cleveland, I guess, had a cancerous growth in his mouth. This was in the 1890s. This is cool. Governor Grover Cleveland actually had a vulcanized rubber prosthesis that was put into his upper left jaw and part of his palate. Nobody knew that he had cancer, had it removed, until, I guess, 9 years after his death. Vulcanized rubber was used a lot during the latter 19th century for a lot of medical-type instruments and prostheses. Vulcanized rubber, it's gorgeous. You know, I have some medical pieces that have the vulcanized rubber. It's a phenomenal material. I'm pretty excited by this. All right, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now, Woodrow Wilson suffered a stroke. So Woodrow Wilson had suffered a stroke, and he was actually paralyzed from that. This was in 1919. He was still able to be president. From what we understand, the wife was behind the scenes. Of course, he had a lot of helpers, kind of remained more of a figurehead, but of course they hid that. Now, what was his medical conditions prior to him becoming president that put him at risk for a stroke? We don't know, but we're assuming probably blood pressure. right? Maybe diabetes, maybe high cholesterol. Calvin Coolidge's 16-year-old son died. He had died of sepsis after getting, I believe, I don't know if it was a plant. Something cut his son when he was, I believe, playing a sport, tennis or something. I'm trying to remember. And he had, apparently it wasn't addressed quickly enough, and he ended up going into sepsis. He ended up getting an infection that spread to the blood and that spread throughout the body. The president, however, Dad, Calvin Coolidge, went into a huge clinical depression. And, of course, that was held, withheld from, voters and, who wouldn't? Who wouldn't? How do you lose a son? So he suffered from what we understand depression. Of course, FDR had, been incapacitated because of polio. He also had high blood pressure, leading to a stroke. Historians believe he died of a hemorrhagic stroke. And I bring up that some recent reports say he actually died of malignant melanoma, which you could see in pictures. I urge you to look at some FDR pictures. I had them in one of my albums on Facebook where you could actually see the very dark raised lesion above his left eyebrow. So historians believe that he actually died of malignant melanoma. And of course, would he have been reelected, all right, if the voters knew that he had severely high blood pressure, polio, etc.? But they were able to hide things a lot better back then. But what amazes me, all right, is once television grew to the popularity that it did and televising the president was the norm, the fact that they could hide President John F. Kennedy's medical conditions as well as they did. And President Kennedy knew that he had to hide his medical conditions. Now, President Kennedy, JFK, for those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. We're talking about medical conditions of past presidents. And does it matter for us to know what our president's medical conditions are? Should we be debating if Chris Christie is healthy enough to run for president with his obesity? Do candidates deserve privacy like we are hopefully getting privacy with our medical records and our medical ailments and not having it publicized all over the place in the media? 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Now, he had Addison's disease. Now, with Addison's disease, it's a condition of your adrenal glands, and you end up having hormone deficiencies of cortisol and hormones that help regulate your salts and your blood sugar, etc. And it could be very life-threatening. JFK actually had to receive cortisone dosing, all right, in order to keep his cortisol and his steroids up. You saw that he was very tan. Addison's disease, you end up being hyperpigmented. Gorgeous man. I mean, one of the best-looking presidents we've had. But no, that wasn't obviously a fake tan. That was because of his Addison's disease. We also have heard from historians that he had chronic back pain, chronic back issues. From what we understand, he actually had lost his bag. I guess during the 1960 presidential campaign, he had a special bag with his quote-unquote medical support. The bag was misplaced by an aide during a trip to Connecticut. So presidential candidate Kennedy at the time telephoned Governor Abe Ribicoff and said, look, there's a medical bag floating around, and it can't get in anybody's hand. You have to find that bag. If it got in the wrong hands, quote-unquote, it could be murder. The bag was recovered. But, so obviously this isn't a new subject, all right? When we come back, I want to hear from you. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI, or drdahlia.com.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month 4-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Stop the pain from broken, chipped, and damaged nails and eliminate toenail fungus with a revolutionary new nail hardener, Nails of Steel. Just apply one drop of Nails of Steel over natural or polished nails and go. With Nails of Steel, there's virtually no drying time and it's guaranteed. Try this all-natural antifungal and herbal formula for women and men. Call 816-896-8307 or get free shipping at nailsofsteel.com. Nailsofsteel.com. It's like a salon in a bottle.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Lunch is ready!
And it's an MRE smorgasbord at longlifefood.com. In 1983, Long Life Food Depot was one of the first to sell MRE pouches to the public, and we're still selling them almost 30 years later. Today, Long Life Food Depot has the world's most complete MRE online buffet, because MREs are all we do. Tasty varieties of chicken, beef, salmon, and pasta entrees, plus sandwiches and our easy-to-use pouches. Full moisture, long shelf life, and ready to eat hot or cold. We sell by the pouch or case, so the choices are endless, and so are the graduated quantity discounts. The more you buy, the more you save. Call 800-601-2833 or go to longlifefood.com to join our email list for upcoming announcements like the Rollaway Food Pod. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping. Just call 800-601-2833 or visit longlifefood.com. Emergency preparedness, emergency relief. Longlifefood.com since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Please keep in mind we have an iPhone app and an Android app. Just search the Dr. Dahlia Show. It's free on your app store. If you have problems navigating your app store, just go to my website at drdahlia.com. Let's go to the phone lines. We got James from Iowa. Hey, James, what's going on, buddy?
Hi. I just was wondering, I tuned in a little bit late in the show, and I was hearing you discussing the physical ailments of past and present. I'm just curious if there's any screening for the mental state of past and present president, because you don't want to get somebody who's schizophrenic, bipolar, et cetera, in the White House and, you know, is having a bad day and, you know, pushes the wrong button or whatnot.
Oh, you're right, James. Thanks for your question. You know, it's funny. If there was any sort of screening, I would believe it would be minimal. You know, I mean, like, especially once they get into the White House, do you think anybody would now screen President Obama for any issues? Would they? No, he's in and they're going to keep him. And, you know, was his medical, shall we say, evaluation that he had, 100% honest? You know, I mean, when the media feeds us something, right, do we ever think the media is going to give us something at 100%? And then, like I said, I raised the issue before. Is it even our business? You know, is a prison allowed to have privacy? But you bring up a good point, a very good point, James, because we were discussing the mental health of candidates and of our elected officials when we talked about Jesse Jackson Jr. Now, when Jesse Jackson Jr. was hospitalized, I believe, for bipolar, there were rumors that he tried to commit suicide, and the media said, no, he didn't try to commit suicide. There were rumors about alcoholism, etc. And, you know, we were concerned. We're like, well, he's been out of duty, out of Congress for weeks, possibly months, okay? And, of course, our taxpaying dollars are paying his wages, right? Paying his salary. And then I believe he re-ran for office, if I'm correct, and won. And then from what I understand, he had to leave office. I believe there were issues, some ethics issues. And I think in the news they were talking about now his wife is actually also now being investigated for violations as well. So that's a convoluted story that we could probably get into at another time. But we actually discussed this at great lengths on the show. You know, are we allowed as voters to know what the mental health issues are? I mean, we talk about the physical health issues all the time. Is it our right to know what could be going on mentally with our candidates? I don't think they screen them. I don't. I don't. And I mean, imagine if word ever got out that somebody had, let's say, schizophrenia, all right, when he was running for office. Now, you know, somebody with very, very severe schizophrenia would probably have a lot of difficulty running for office. Okay, it would be very difficult. But, you know, somebody who is medicated, I mean, most of my schizophrenic patients that have been taken care of by psychiatrists and medicated, I got to tell you, I like them a lot more than our current politicians. And personally, I think they know more about the economy as well. I probably wouldn't have a problem voting for them. There's some great guys I got in my practice that I would probably trust more than our current officials. But as a voter, I do think we have a right to know, you know, what could be going on. I would even say more so mentally than physically. My issue with physical ailments is most of us don't even know what we have to begin with. You know, if God forbid we have a cancer brewing, many of us don't even know it's happening until it's finally found. And so I kind of assume any candidate has a medical problem until proven innocent, so to speak, because we all have medical issues. You know, I mean, I've had kidney stones. I'm probably more prone to gout because my kidney stones were uric acid. I have a heavy family history of cancer and heart disease and diabetes. And thank God everything is fine for me now. But I mean, I'm considered a healthy person by my doctors. But when you look at the family history, you know, I could easily be afflicted with anything by the time I'm in my 50s. So would that make me not a good candidate to run for office? No, Dr. Dahlia, your political views. Hey, some people like my political views, so leave me alone. Ryder from Oklahoma City. And by the way, if you all want to weigh in, 1-877-DOC-DALIE, 1-877-DOCDALI. Ryder from Oklahoma City says, I don't think an obese candidate should run for office. Voters perceive obesity as laziness and lack of respect for his body or life. How could Chris Christie take care of our country if he can't take care of himself? See, I don't know if I agree with that, because I think a lot of people who are obese, you either got it or you don't. And then you have the third set that put themselves in that situation. Now, I understand Chris Christie was making a joke about, you know, the eating the donut on David Letterman, etc. But I have no idea what his thyroid status is. I have no idea what his genetics are. The one thing I could say as a doctor is calories in does not equal calories out. I used to think it was. I was very mathematic prone. I'm totally dug mathematics, and I figured everything that happened in science and chemistry was mathematically reasoned, and you could reproduce anything mathematically. And then you would see families where mom, dad, brother, sister, aunt, uncle all had very similar features, and you saw people go through great lengths to lose weight, and they just couldn't lose it. But then you see the families where everybody seems to be a size 2. Now, true, somebody could say, well, a family could be obese because they all eat the same way. But we've seen studies where people were either separated from their families, etc., and their body, twins even, their body descriptions matched, even though they were in a completely different environment in terms of being taught how to eat and different choices of diet, exercise, etc. So if Chris Christie comes from a family that's very dominantly obese, you know, is it because he didn't give a damn about his body or didn't give a damn about his health, and would he then govern that way? Again, I still think it's a stupid topic to talk about because I don't even think he's going to be nominated for the GOP. It's honestly too premature for even the media to discuss it. But like I said, I don't mind talking about this on the show because, you know, we do wonder, you know, is somebody obese fit to run for office? Well, we've seen prior presidents and none of them died because of their obesity. So I don't think obesity would do that. Now, in terms of, though, what Ryder brought up in terms of voter perceive obesity as laziness. All right. Unfortunately, you'll see this with employers. I believe there was a study years ago where employers were less likely to hire an obese and candidate because they thought they would be less likely to work and move, etc. But I believe there's other counter arguments that, you know, you have slim people as well that are lazy. I mean, we've had, I can't tell you how many different office staff we have gone through, and laziness is not weight specific. Let me just say that. So, you know, but would voters, you know, would voters perceive somebody who's obese as somebody that would command, command respect? You know, obesity has becoming now so stereotyped and discriminated against that whereas Teddy Roosevelt and Taft looked formidable, Chris Christie is being ridiculed. Is society changing to the point that nobody would respect a candidate if he's obese and even get past what he would say in a political speech because they're so fixated on the looks? You wonder. Tiana from Sherman Oaks writes, Dr. Dahlia, you were discussing privacy of medical records for elected officials. I don't feel they deserve the same privacy as we, since they are representing us and we are hiring them to do a job and be able to complete the job. All right, so Tiana doesn't think that elected officials should have the privacy with medical records. But you see, okay, here you say we're hiring them to do a job. Employers are not allowed to ask future employee candidates about their health. We aren't allowed to do that. I'm not allowed to go, oh, do you have any medical problems that would, you know, I'm not allowed to do that. So, it is an interesting point. All right, guys, don't go away. A lot more to talk about. 1-877 Doc Dahlia.
Hey, everybody. Dr. Dahlia here. Now, listen up. It is time for the Dr. Dahlia Alaskan Cruise. Leaving June 28th out of Seattle, Washington, we will cruise up the gorgeous Inside Passage of Alaska for the most amazing week of your life, returning July 5th. Now, the ship we are taking is the exquisite Celebrity Solstice. And as we go up Alaska's Inside Passage, we're going to visit Ketchikan, Tracy Arm Fjord, Juneau, Skagway, and of course, Victoria, British Columbia. Now, when you take a Dr. Dahlia cruise, what else happens? Well, we got parties, we got prizes, and the most amazing classes. So book your cabin now by visiting my website at www.drdahlia.com. That's drdahlia.com. Or call 702-279-5035. That's 702-279-5035. Come on, guys, let's go cruising.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Land in Buenos Aires, then our shuttle to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more, all more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com, the big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
Is 2013 your year to achieve more? More vitality? More health? More well-being? Hi, this is Pastor Jenny. For 25 years, I spent my life's work teaching others how to achieve more. But in 2010, I got a lesson of my own about RNA drops. I learned that there are millions of gene switches latent in every single cell of my body that are waiting for an activator. I learned by taking RNA drops, I could begin to activate that power in my cells and achieve the more that I desire. I'd like to share what I discovered with you and send you a free 30-day supply of RNA drops valued at $50 for just the cost of shipping and handling. Go to rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call me toll free at 888-577-3703. That's 888-577-3703. rnafreesample.com. Discover the more that's waiting for you.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $34.95. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and Facebook on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, really quickly, I've been getting a lot of your emails and calls, and this has kind of been a very interesting topic on medical conditions of prior presidents, medical conditions of future elected officials. Do we even have a right to know? Tiana from Sherman Oaks had written that she doesn't feel elected officials deserve the same privacy since they are representing us and we are hiring them to do a job and be able to complete the job. You know, my answer to that is, when we do hire people, you know, for for employment, we really aren't allowed to go into somebody's medical history. You're not allowed to discriminate, so, you know. So I don't know if we would be allowed to, I don't know if we would ever progress to the point where we would have to have all elected officials disclose their medical history. I mean, we do get disclosure when it comes to our presidents. I mean, remember with Bill Clinton walking into a McDonald's, and then we started to talk about his cholesterol, et cetera. You know, but it was actually very interesting regarding Ronald Reagan. Right after Ronald Reagan left office, and George W. Bush was in the White House, there was, gosh, this was a long, long time ago, there was a news segment looking at Ronald Reagan's signature. And this was before he was diagnosed with Alzheimer's. And the handwriting specialist had shown what Ronald Reagan's signature from day one in office to after 8 years, right? After both terms. And the signature was very scribbly at the end of 8 years versus what it looked like in the beginning of his term. And one of the, I believe, political commentators had, and I'm surprised I was even watching this as a kid. I was probably in, was I in high school? He left in 88. I was still in high school. Okay. So I'm surprised, because usually in high school I was worried about crimping my hair and worried about, you know, not wearing white jeans on the wrong day of the month. I had, you know, some pretty big worries at the time, so I didn't follow politics as much as I would have liked. But I remember one of the political commentators had said, look, you know, when you sign as much as you sign as a president, all right, you're going to weaken your signature. And I agree with that. My signature, when I wrote my very first prescription in medical school, my name was so beautiful. You could see every letter and curlicues. Now it's just one continuous line. So I agree with that. You know, handwriting will progress to that. You know, if you have to sign so much, it's just like, you know. So yeah, signatures will always differ and will become less acute looking, you know, with time. But somebody had at the time flirted with the idea that he was having some cognition deficits, and then later we came to realize that he had Alzheimer's. So, you know, when you talk about medical conditions of presidents, obviously, some of you may not agree with me, but I think President Reagan did a damn good job in office. And so, you know, whether he was starting to have mild Alzheimer's or not, whew, he got through two terms as good as he can, and I would love another president like Ronald Reagan. But, you know, it is a little scary to think that you could have somebody that could possibly be already showing cognitive deficits while in office. And then do we screen them? Will the president even allow himself to be screened? And then will the media even tell us the truth? Can you imagine? Can you imagine if, God forbid, one of our presidents, like Hillary Clinton, gets elected in 2016, she starts to have some deficits? What would Congress impeach her? What would they do? So my guess is, you know, the press secretary or, you know, whoever manages what the media gets fed would probably not let that get fed. And, you know, it's interesting when Gerald Ford had fallen when he was coming off Air Force One, and Saturday Night Live and Chevy Chase made jokes about it. We all remember, you know, the Christmas special on Saturday Night Live, etc. What many people didn't realize is Gerald Ford was probably one of the most athletic people to ever be in office. You know, he was a football player. We all know that, right? He's a football player. He exercised a lot, swam regularly, you know, and so, but, you know, people will just capitalize on that one piece, and him falling down the stairs, having a government leader fall down the stairs was just enough to ruin his political career. Now, Paul from Overton, Nevada writes, didn't LBJ have bipolar disease? I agree with the previous caller that we should concern ourselves more with the mental illness than physical conditions of our presidents. I can't confirm it. The only thing that I know has been, I don't even know if we could say confirmed, but pretty well agreed on by historians, is he was kind of a narcissist. From what I understand, Lyndon B. Johnson would be pretty narcissistic, you know, would walk around naked, you know, in the White House, you know, had, I think, what he urinated right in front of the reporters, right, in the garden. I mean, he kind of had this more, you know, I don't want to use the word God complex, term God complex, but we know that. In terms of him having bipolar disease, I can't confirm that. I don't know. I mean, we do know that there was a lot of yelling, right, but I'm assuming most presidents yell. You know, I mean, I've yelled at my kids multiple times, right? I was filming Pawn Stars the other day, and the kids had been in the background, and they had started up, and we had to stop, and so I could go ahead and yell and scream at them. So my guess is, if I ever became president, I would probably be accused of I don't know how many disorders, because they'd probably see me yelling at the kids and yelling at my husband all the time. Oh, and then yell at the dog. I don't understand how you never see a president yell at the dog. I mean, I love my dogs, I love my cats, but honestly, they just don't listen to, oh, no, don't do that. You know, so you always have to yell. And you have to, you know, do it in a low voice. So that's probably why I couldn't run. The media would just eat me up. So I don't know if LBJ actually had any bipolar or mental issues. That is a good question, though. And again, you know, you got to be very, very careful when you read sources, because people will say that, you know, certain people had certain diseases, but you really want to confirm that before, you know, you want to confirm it, period. Now, could our presidents have suffered from depression? Bipolar? Absolutely. We just talked about Calvin Coolidge earlier in the show. I mean, you know, Abraham Lincoln lost a son. Abraham Lincoln lost a son while he was in office. I mean, I'm sure managing wars, right, make you depressed. You know, living in a house that you really can't decorate to the degree that you want to. I mean, I don't like oval. I like hexagon shape. I like corners. So I would probably change the Oval Office if I was there. You know, so yeah, of course. Look at the average person. Look at the average person. All right, the average person gets depressed at some point in their life. The average person has some sort of anxiety. The average person has some sort of insomnia, lack of ability to sleep. Okay? You know, the average person will have some sort of an issue that could affect their mentation, which then brings us back to the original topic. You know, those of us that want to know what our elected officials or our presidents have in terms of medical conditions, are we even going to get the full picture? And at that point, then, does it even matter? You know, do we need to know Hillary Clinton's BRCA gene? Status, if she's going to be prone to ovarian cancer or breast cancer? For some of you that are concerned about medical conditions of our elected officials, you'd say, well, yeah, that's a big one, because she could be of the age where she could get breast cancer or ovarian cancer. Yeah, but I mean, you know, are they really going to be testing her BRCA gene and then broadcasting that and publicizing that? No. So then what difference does it make if her cholesterol is high or not, if we don't know what her cancer potential is? And then can we really predict? The huge problem we have with this former White House physician is she's predicting that Governor Christie is going to drop dead in office. She could die in office, have a stroke, etc. You don't predict that. Doctors don't do that. I don't tell my obese patients they'll be dead in 5 years. I don't do that. That's not what we're trained to do. And we can't determine that. As far as I'm concerned, God determines that. So we're going to hit a lot of the medical stories now. Got some news on Alzheimer's, news about smoking pot and stroke. So please don't go away. Another couple hours coming up. 1-877-DOC-DALY.
You've come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own 4-herb tea capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural healthcare industry.
Looking back on 2012, I know personally I'm thanking God that my family and I made it through the year. From natural disasters like Hurricane Sandy and the devastating summer drought to the family hardships brought on by a disastrous economy, our hearts go out to those that have lost everything. My friends at eFoods Direct hear from customers every day that are fortunate to weather life's storm by having a supply of food on hand. Danny from New York City wrote in following Hurricane Sandy and said, "Almost all the grocery stores are closed, but I managed to get my eFoods just in time to be able to help my sister and my niece. Bottom line, it's better to be prepared 10 years too early than one day too late. Heed common sense's warning and do what I've done. Call 800-409-5633 today or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. They have the best tasting long-term storable food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 and ask about the Alex Jones special or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Get self-sufficient today. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.